My name is Ellen Lisak, and I'm the program officer for Allstate Foundation Purple Purse.
Excellent. And is there a website if people want to find out more?
Absolutely. Our website is purplepurse.com.
Talking with Ellen Lisak this morning, we're talking about victims of domestic abuse, specifically about financial abuse. Where to start? Let's start with domestic abuse in the U.S. Do you have any hard numbers for this?
We do. We know that one in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime, regardless of their socioeconomic background or their ethnicity. So our goal at Allstate Foundation Purple Purse is to provide all women with the tools and resources they need to break free and remain free from their abusive situations.
Has it? Do you think we're hearing more about this now because of its possible link to the Me Too movement, where people are starting to speak out about abuse?
Absolutely. I think that's the case. But I think one interesting thing that we've seen over the past year, I think the women's movement overall has provided a very powerful and empowering platform for all women. But one thing to keep in mind is that domestic violence victims are often not in a place where they can share their story in a public way because of safety concerns. And so that's just something that we all need to keep in mind. It's not that they don't want to come forward. It's just that they simply aren't able to do that safely. So we need to do what we can as a society to stand for them and give them that voice to help them come forward and find a path out of abuse.
Let's talk about financial abuse. What should people know about that?
Many victims of domestic violence are often asked the question, why don't you just leave? And financial abuse is often the reason why. Financial abuse happens in 99% of domestic violence cases, and it's one of the top reasons that victims remain in or even return to an abusive situation. Financial abuse is a devastating control tactic, and it can take many forms that include an abuser preventing a victim from successfully keeping a job or restricting their access to money or credit cards. And it's also an invisible weapon, which means it's difficult for those outside of the relationship to know that it's present. And it's even difficult for those who are experiencing financial abuse to really be aware because the manifestations can be so complex. Our recent public awareness survey found that nearly half of Americans are not familiar with financial abuse as a form of domestic violence. And so that, along with just the general lack of discourse around domestic violence overall, kind of perpetuates how hidden these issues really are. So Allstate Foundation Purple Purse is trying to make the invisible visible by empowering survivors with the tools and resources they need to break free from abuse and find a safe way out to rebuild their lives.
Are there signs that somebody is being financially abused?
Absolutely, there are signs. And, you know, financial abuse is tricky because it's invisible and it doesn't present itself with the cuts and bruises that many of us often associate with domestic violence. But a few things we can look out for are a victim having really limited access to funds, or a victim needing to check in with their partner over even nominal expenditures, or a victim seeming excessively worried about what their partner may say about even common everyday expenses.
By the way, I just saw a billboard out of the subway about financial abuse. I'm really glad that the word is getting out and that you're doing this today as well.
It is a very pervasive issue, so we're happy to join forces with anyone who wants to help elevate the dialogue and get this out there so people start talking about it in an effort to end it.
What can our listeners do if they think that somebody may be affected by either domestic violence or financial abuse?
That's a great question. And there are things that all of us can do. You know, one thing to really think about is that violence in any form, whether it's financial, physical, or verbal, is not acceptable. And domestic violence is a human rights issue. It is not a women's issue. And as individuals and as a society, we need to stop looking away and start standing up for victims. So one thing I encourage everyone to do is visit purplepurse.com to learn more about the signs of domestic violence and financial abuse, as well as how you can start the conversation with someone who you think may be in an abusive situation.
So tell us about your study, how it was done and why you did it in the first place.
We did our survey earlier this year to gain insight into the public's awareness and attitudes around domestic violence and financial abuse. This was actually a continuation of research that we conducted back in 2014, and we used that as a benchmark to guide this year's study. So the survey was conducted in February of this year, and we're using the insights to inform our programming both among our nonprofit partners and for our public awareness and engagement activities.
And what are some of the more compelling findings that you discovered?
There were some incredibly eye-opening things that we learned from the research. I think a few that I'd like to highlight are that 62% of respondents rank domestic violence as an extremely serious issue in America, on par with other important issues, including drug and alcohol abuse, terrorism, and poverty. Yet only 1 in 4 believe that domestic violence is a serious problem among those in their social circle. And that means that people are more likely to say that domestic violence is happening, just not to people that they actually know.
Well, I guess you can get distance that way, right? Oh, it's not something that affects me or people like me.
Absolutely. But we know 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence. So chances are it is happening to someone that everyone knows.
It is shocking, though, isn't it, when you just think about it in a free country like we live in, that this is going on. And also, you mentioned how discussing domestic violence or financial abuse is taboo.
That's right. And that was another interesting insight from our research, is that 1/3 of Americans think domestic violence is taboo. And that's actually a 10-point increase from what we saw in 2014. And we thought that was pretty surprising.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's many considerations here. You know, domestic violence and financial abuse are highly complicated issues that are happening behind closed doors in intimate relationships. And there are social norms that perpetuate these issues and allow them to remain hidden. Home life and love life are very private topics, and it's often considered inappropriate or even uncomfortable to talk about money or finances. You know, more so, people generally avoid sharing feelings of fear, vulnerability, or insecurity. And these all play into the negative stigma that exists around domestic violence and financial abuse.
Well, I think that getting the word out may and increasing awareness may help, maybe getting people to talk about this more.
I completely agree, and that's why the Allstate Foundation Purple Purse Program has a lot of programming around public awareness campaigns and education, because we know there is so little awareness of the issue, and we hear all the time that people just had no idea that these issues were happening, and once they are aware, they want to take action, and so we're proud to be able to offer the programming and the resources to enable people to do just that.
Well, Ellen, you were very enlightening. Anything you want to mention or underline, or maybe I didn't ask you about, that you want to mention before we wrap?
You know, the other thing I'd just love to say is really we encourage everyone to learn the signs of abuse as well as how to start the conversation. It's going to take all of us working together to really make a difference in the way people think and act towards these issues. So I encourage everyone to visit purplepurse.com to learn more.
By the way, before we leave the topic, how would you approach somebody who you think might be suffering in this way? How would you get a conversation started? Do you have any suggestions?
I absolutely do. There's a few key pieces of advice that we always recommend. And the first is to show empathy. Support the victim without judgment or criticism. Let them know that it's not their fault and that they're not alone. You know, don't be afraid to let them know if you're concerned for their safety. We have conversation starters and other tips available on purplepurse.com to help you ease into those conversations. And you can always refer someone to the National Domestic Violence Hotline to get help.
Well, you've been great. Thank you so much for doing this morning.
Well, thank you, Pat. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate your time.